Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here from Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa, right off of K-10 and Woodland, here till 2 o'clock for their $6.10 lunch special, 7-inch pizza, salad or toast, and a soft drink, $6.10.
Is that what you're going to get?
100%, yeah. I already know exactly what I'm getting. I'm getting a little Italian sausage, a little green pepper.
Did you already look at the menu, or is this your preferred pizza type?
I've had it here before. It's fantastic.
Okay.
You don't know?
They brought some to the studio the other day.
Exactly. I was going to say, you should know. Like, it's pizza. I feel like everybody, when it comes to pizza, everybody knows, like, what they want on the pizza ahead of time. It's like, I need to see the menu for the pizza.
I like a variety of pizzas.
Yeah. I know what I want for the pizza.
You need a variety, especially at Old Shawnee. They have really good hamburger and really good Italian sausage.
You just go meat lovers. Just get both.
My sister and brother loved hamburger pizza growing up. We had it quite often. Do they have one of those, like, cheeseburger pizzas here, Serta?
They do.
Been a while since I had taco pizza, too. Another type of pizza I'm interested in.
Get the crab rangoon pizza.
I was going to say, what? They have just about every kind of type you could imagine.
Tell me more about this, sir. I do like crab rangoon. Is it good on pizza?
Oh, it's fantastic. They also have mac and cheese pizza. Unbelievable.
Oh, so come on by. We're here from 10 to 2 hanging out at the Old Shawnee Pizza location. Again, it's in Lenexa at 19617 West 101st Street, just off of K-10 and Woodland. Something that I actually think can happen next year for the NFL season that benefits the Chiefs more than any other team. There's rule proposals every single season. Heck, you know, the Chiefs last year wanted to change the overtime rules. They took some heat for that after what happened in the AFC title game. By the way, that was not a proposal.
Well, the Saints also asked for a rule change and got it,
by the way. They got it for one year, and that was disastrous. It never actually ended up working the way some people thought it. A lot of people maybe predicted the way it ended up turning out. But the Chiefs do not have a rule proposal in front of the rules committee this year. There's a whole list, but there's one in particular that stands out that I actually think benefits the Chiefs more than other teams, and that's a proposal by Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles, for example. They want to provide an alternative to the onside kick that would allow a team who is trailing in the game an opportunity to maintain possession of the ball after scoring. So it would be a 4th and 15 from the kicking team's 25-yard line. So it's not getting rid of the onside kick entirely, although with the rules on onside kick nowadays, the onside kick is almost worthless. I think there's, two or three all year that were converted.
Because of the rule changes.
Yeah, for safety, I get it, but very, very small. So it became something that just was increasingly unlikely over the last year or two with that change. This doesn't get rid of it, but it gives you an option. 4th and 15 from the kicking team's 25-yard line. How many plays have we seen in the young career of Patrick Mahomes already? Not necessarily 4th and 15s, but 3rd and 15. You may have heard of that play called Wasp in the Super Bowl. Is there a quarterback in a team, play design, quarterback playmaking skills that is better fit to take advantage of the opportunity if they're trailing to go 4th and 15 and convert it? There's not a quarterback I'd rather have in that scenario. A coach I wouldn't rather have. A wide receiver or two I wouldn't rather have. To me, that's a rule change. I don't know if it passes. That's the one I want to pass. It's the most exciting one also just from a fan perspective. But if you're a Chiefs fan, I think you benefit from this rule more than anybody else in the National Football League if you're going to be in that position ever.
By a large margin, other than the fact Chiefs do not trail that much. So the one thing to remember
is, if you're in the scenario, though,
they would be a team that would be more likely to get burned by it.
Okay.
Just based on the fact that they don't trail very often, they're a good team. Now, that doesn't bother me because no other quarterback is Patrick Mahomes when it comes to that. I'd given those stats pretty early on in the season when we were talking about when Patrick Mahomes once again had done that. Long before Jet Chip Wasp, we were already having the conversation about how much different Patrick Mahomes was in those scenarios than anyone else. His success rate is magnified by the factor of a million in there. He is way more successful than anyone else. So, of course, that rule should interest Chiefs fans, because if the Chiefs ever were in a situation where they needed an onside kick rather than do that, and I think every team would do this, by the way. If you were late in a game and your choice was onside kick,
you're not getting an onside kick recovered.
If your choices were onside kick or 4th and 15, you would obviously choose 4th and 15. The prop, you know, the thing that always, like, people, like, makes it difficult is, you know, how much timing do you have, or it's hard to get off a play that takes that long. And that's where Patrick Mahomes has done so well, is that he's willing to squeeze it in some different areas. We've seen quarterbacks in situations like this, in games that matter, still throw the ball short of the sticks, still not even throw it in the air. And you're like, just do something. Patrick Mahomes would, at the very least, throw the ball 80 yards in the air, and it becomes a game of 500. And at least 20 yards down the field, some guy has a chance to catch it. And so, yeah, I kind of like it, because the onside kick is obviously dated because of the kicking rules now. Because it doesn't give – you have to give someone a chance at the end. I know that, like, you're down and that doesn't do it. But, like, the one exciting thing is you're giving someone the Hail Mary. You want that exist.
Look at the XFL. I mean,
in the 4th and 15, I mean, the odds of you actually getting it percentage-wise in the NFL are 1% or 2%. And then you'd still have to go the rest of the way down the field. Now, I might not take it to the 25, because if you convert it, now you're at the 40, and you're, what, 20 yards away from being able to attempt a kick? That happens pretty quick. But I like the idea. It's far better than than just allowing only onside kicks.
We've seen the XFL. They have the strategy. They've got with, you know, the different scoring options. They got rid of extra points. You can essentially get up to 9 points on a scoring drive, which keeps teams into it. I don't necessarily want to see the NFL do that, even though that's been exciting. This seems like a kind of a nice compromise to where it still creates some intrigue for a team. Let's say there's 11 seconds left in the game, and a team is down even 3, Cody, and they decide we're going to obviously go 4th and 15. They convert it. They pick up the 15 yards. They're at the opponent's, you know, 5-yard line, whatever it would be at that point in time, and they could kick a field goal and win it. They could kick a 15-yard field goal,
yeah,
you know, and then win the game right there. That's more exciting, having the opportunity to get 2 plays, get in the field goal range, and kick a game-winning field goal than an onside kick and hope that there's a prayer that you somehow come down with it. And then with 4 seconds left, you've got to basically do 1 Hail Mary. Your odds are not very good there. It just increases the likelihood.
No, if you get an onside kick, you'd have better field position to start than you would at the 25. But it's like once you still have to convert that. And once you convert that, you would have it
from the kicking team's 25. So you're saying
not the
opponent's 25.
You would at least be at the 40.
I guess,
worst.
You're right. It's from the
and
kicking
the onside
teams.
Kick, you were immediately further ahead than that, but you still have to get the onside kick and then do that. So you're probably kind of in a similar distance.
I'm sorry. I said that backwards then. Yeah. From the kicking team's 25, not the opponent. Yeah, imagine, put at the opponent's 40-yard line.
My God.
But they have to convert, or put it at the midfield 50. Even. Put it at the midfield.
I'm fine with it being at the 25 because I want someone to still have to do some work behind it or to complete the Hail Mary. Because you might do this with 90 seconds to go. Convert your 4th and 15, it then becomes that. But the only issue – so the one hiccup in this plan – and, sir, I guess I'd be kind of curious how you would feel about this rule too, just because you consume the game so much. The only issue is I don't think you should be allowed to get an automatic first down for any 5-yard penalty in that scenario. I would hate if for the 4th and 15 onside kick there's some illegal contact – that puts it at the 30, and now
that should
get the
be an
ball.
Easy fix. That should
that
be easy.
That to me is like an issue with this rule, where I'd be like, I don't care for that part of it.
It should be an easy fix, and it makes all of the sense in the world. But that's why I just don't think it's ever going to happen. Is because they would have to change more than one rule just to implement this rule, and the NFL generally doesn't like doing things like that.
No, because it takes. It takes a lot to change these things. Now, they've gotten some rule changes out of here recently.
They have. And over on the text line, as a matter of fact, 69306, someone said, it's fun if we're behind, but what if we're the team with the lead? Is there a limit to how many times a team can do this?
Well, and you're saying, like, hey, if they're down, like, 24.
And they're just going to keep doing this over and over.
I'm telling you, other teams don't convert 4th and 15s the way you think, and I don't think there should be a limit.
The conversion rate would still be small, although it would be far greater than what it's currently at with the onside kicks.
It'd be much worse for teams that weren't the Chiefs if it were the fourth quarter and Patrick Mahomes was down 21, and he gets to just keep re-racking 4th and 15s to convert. Against other quarterbacks, it wouldn't be the same. The other rules, by the way, they're proposing are a change to modify the blind side block rule to prevent unnecessary fouls, which is reasonable. Again, please do it. The idea of an eighth judge, I think some have called that the sky judge. They don't refer to it here, but a judge in the booth, another referee.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
That can help them.
All about that. I know you don't think it would be beneficial because you think there still wouldn't be the willingness on the other officials basically to call out another official.
Both the
to
Ravens
override
and the
another.
Chargers have asked for that and for a senior technology advisor to assist a referee to assist the officiating crew. And the only other one is Miami closing that that loophole that the Patriots did to Miami and then later the Titans did to the Patriots.
That's getting close. That's
amending
getting...
to add a to add an option for a defense for the game clock to start on the referee's signal if the defense declines an offensive penalty that occurs late in
the
game.
We all knew the minute that happened with initially when Belichick did it that thing was getting closed. As soon as Belichick explained the loophole, that was getting closed. That, to me, out of all these, the seven proposals that are out there, that's the one that 100% is going to pass. It's going to be done.
Yeah, onside kick one is the most interesting. The referee, fine. You want to add more referees, it's bad enough. You want to add another eye, fine. But beyond that,
you think it's going to hurt it by adding another ref? How's it going to? How can it make it anything worse?
It just depends on if they complicate the process of the calls. If they give him the sky judge part of it, where it's like he's over, like they got to have a real, like you're just pretending like they'll just listen to this other guy. And I haven't seen
if that eighth official has some authority to where he's the one that's on. He can throw a challenge.
I know, but it
to the ref essentially. Like you'd have the eighth official throwing a challenge at the ref almost.
Yeah, but this is like a perfect scenario the way this functions, and I've watched the way this
you're acting like it's going to be a 10-minute delay in football games because of it.
You know why I'm hesitant? Because for years I clamored and clamored and clamored for replay review in both baseball and football. Clamored, clamored, clamored. And now I've watched and I'm like, this sucks. It might have been better without it because we're not good enough at executing it because referees won't admit mistakes and New York backs them up because of that. And it's this good boys club and we don't even fix the problems anyway. And we still don't know what some of the rules are. So adding another person to that doesn't necessarily solve the problem for me. It doesn't fix the refereeing. So it's fine. They want to add another guy and we see how it goes.
I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it would all of a sudden we wouldn't have any complaints with officials and things would be, I'm not saying it would be a perfect scenario. But I do believe it would help. It would keep some people in check a little bit more and hopefully get us the correct call more often than not, more than what we are currently seeing. I thought you're telling me I can have an opportunity to make the officiating a little bit better and occasionally get a call that would have been missed in the past correct that could impact the outcome of a game. Like, why would I not even want to try to attempt doing that?
I understand what you're saying, why not attempt doing it. What I'm telling you is I don't think they'll do either of those things. I don't think it'll make refereeing better, and they won't fix more calls. I think it'll just be the same thing.
So what would you do then? What, just hire full-time officials?
I just have
officials?
Seven, and I'd make them full-time.
And you think that's going to automatically fix things?
No, but I just like that proposal better
That should be a given already. They should all be full-time officials, and we know why they won't do that.
There is a human element to refereeing. Like there's a human element to playing the sport, I am pretty understanding of that. I'm not as critical of other about the idea of that. But to me, I like that proposal personally than I do the other. There's other proposals going on in sports as well. We talked a lot about Kansas and their allegations against them. Still waiting on a little more for that. It's going to be a little bit longer since they got 60 days to respond, does the NCAA. But meanwhile, the state of Kansas taking measures to try to make sure that maybe this doesn't happen so often. Kansas legislators taking steps to allow college athletes the ability to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. Kansas trying to get ahead of this proposal, assuming other states, and we've seen California already take these steps in doing it. And the short answer to this is, of course, they should allow them to hire agents. They should be allowed to sign endorsements. And you know what that will do? Clean up some of the other nonsense. Now, will teams and endorsers of teams still push kids towards schools? Yes, that's already happening, but at least some of this will be known. And Kansas is right. This eventually will be the status quo, so why not be one of the early adopters of it rather than losing in-state kids to other states?
I think there's a recruiting advantage that could be had here if you are one of the early adopters, but also the state of Nebraska or the University of Nebraska is coming up. They're going to start having their own program for their athletes to teach them how to get endorsements. Like that's just on a separate note, but it ties into this a little bit. Like that in its own right, that could be beneficial for recruiting as well. If you're going to not only encourage them, but also
but
help
teach them. Give them a class on how to get
endorsements. Yeah, like that's the program. I read an article on this yesterday, as a matter of fact, up in Nebraska. They're considering doing this at the university there to help their athletes. It makes plenty of sense for this to go forward. Now, I do think much like with anything, there's always pitfalls that can come from it. You could still have a recruiting advantage by having it, but also it doesn't, you know, you think Alabama, that endorsement for their car dealerships might be a little bit more than the endorsement for car dealerships in Lawrence, Kansas or Manhattan, Kansas. And so you're still going to have
that's
that
the
tie.
That's the way it is now.
Right, you know? it's not going to solve the problem of, oh, because they can go and get that Joe Schmo's car dealership endorsement, that there won't be any $5 handshakes or anything, $100 handshakes or anything like that.
No, because now he works for that guy, which means he shows up and the check that goes to the government, that goes to the school, that you can see says $1,000. And then when he goes into the car dealership, the guy's like, hey, here's a few thousand more. Thanks for the time. What they can do in this scenario is still cap endorsements. Like if they want to try to, like if they want to pretend to stem it, they could do it that way. But it's even, like it goes, like for me, college athletics, another thing I say they get paid for these things. There's even like small-time athletes who have a very small window to capitalize on their athleticism, say the way the NCAA does off of them, actually even allows them small sponsorship opportunities. I don't even care if it's just like the linebacker you can't name at Kansas going down to the wheel for appearances for $300 twice a month, right? Great. Let him get his $300 or his bar tab or whatever. They're not going to let it.
Could you imagine? Here's the thing. No endorsements, but we're going to let you any of these three bars in your college town. You just don't have to ever pay for anything. Although that kind of already happens in some places.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's
if
not
you're a big enough athlete.
That already happens in some places.
Yeah, but that's – so, like, for me, I like the idea of putting some of this above board. What we've learned through regulation over time – and I'm dead serious about this. Like, go back to, like, prohibition. Let's have a deeper conversation. What we've learned is if you make some things above board, less illegal activity happens. I could have just used marijuana, for instance, as an example of like a modern day example, but that's what happened in Prohibition. Like it got worse. The problem got worse because they made it illegal. Like just legalize it, allow them to get endorsements, and the above board behavior will happen more often. Yes, you'll be like, I'm sorry, Zion got what to play at Duke? Or Tua got paid what to go to Alabama? And will those teams help them get sponsorship deals? Sure. But the NCAA should like this because, again, the only reason the NCAA doesn't want to make them non-student-athletes is because they don't want to pay them. So let other people pay them.
Yeah, the counter to it and one of the issues that has come up with this, and whether or not just, it's not just Kansas, it's something nationally as well, and the idea that, okay, you know, are you using taxpayer funds to essentially pay for this, you know, help pay for these endorsements and whatever it may be in the programs to facilitate that? Like the question that even one of the state senators said, why should an 84-year-old lady who's living on a fixed income have to pay so that the KU team gets a star athlete? So essentially helping with these endorsements as well. So that's the battle that they have. But I think you do have to be competitive. If you're the University of Missouri or you're Kansas or Kansas State, and you find out that Nebraska let's say
North Carolina's paying for underwater basket weaving for years. Like we're going to pretend like this is different. At least they're telling me what I'm paying for.
Yeah, I mean, let's say one school, or it'd be a state issue, but let's say Missouri isn't allowing their student athletes to get endorsements,
sure,
because the state doesn't allow it. But Kansas is, you know, neighbor right next door, or Illinois is, and Missouri isn't.
Brings funds to the state. You're technically possibly
bringing
money.
No, it does. But I'm saying that's why you do it, because then you do risk. Then you do risk hurting your athletic your institutions, which, as we all know, whether people want to admit or not, you know what? Why are people complaining that football coaches or basketball coaches are paid a certain amount of money and act as if there's no benefit for having a successful program, and that doesn't increase enrollment at these schools? Because of course it does. It absolutely does. It is a lot of times athletics is that. I think it's even one of the legislators said, you know, it is the front door for these institutions. A lot of people, every time somebody wins a national championship, the next year their enrollment goes up. It just had, no matter who it is, whether it was Wichita State going to a Final Four, their enrollment went up big time after the run that they went on. So it's interesting, something to follow. And I do think it will happen at some point where endorsements won't even be a big deal. It'll be public knowledge that you're getting paid X amount of money for certain endorsements.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Can we acknowledge whatever the hell this was by Cody?
Talked a lot about Kansas and their allegations against them. Still waiting on a little more.
Were you stretching? Did you get a cramp mid-sentence?
No, I was just trying to, like, I don't know, do it in a different voice, I guess. Like, that was my way of being like, they have allegations, but then I did it too. It sounds like I'm stretching.
You were straining yourself.
I thought you were stretching as if the radio audience could see you stretching at Old Johnny Pizza.
No, I'm good. I don't think I was stretching. Now I can't even remember. Can I think about it?
It was like you were nervous. It was like you were nervous to touch the allegations. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to go there.
But mostly it's allegations. Like, we've gone over. I was like, allegations. It was that. Like, I think that's what I was going with. But it doesn't. Like, when you played it back, it does not come off that way. Sort of against them.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you just gonna keep playing this for me now?
I was just making sure. I was just making sure you weren't like cramping mid segment or something.
I think I'm okay.
Now last week
I did work out last night, by the way. Training for next year's combine.
See, we all said we were gonna do it. You asked me yesterday, like, have you been training for this? I'm like, no,
I haven't
trained for next year's combine. We'll see what happens next year. I was actually watching The Bachelor last night. Thank you very much.
I swam laps. So is The Bachelor over now? Or
it is over, and it was something else last night.
Was that back to back nights?
Yeah, two hour finales on two night special. Last night was also live with reaction in studio.
So this was 4 hours total.
Uh huh. I spent 4 hours of my last two nights watching it. Absolutely, it was fantastic.
Have you started dating in Kansas City yet?
I have not. Not since I've been back. I actually do not have a active, Tinder or whatever. I don't have an active profile currently.
Well, so you watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You like watching other
Peter's
people.
Peter's mom, Barb, is she's
why
something
not?
Else.
We can't be sure what kind of mom the person you might date would be.
Yeah. Hopefully it wouldn't be her. Oh, my goodness.
But what I am suggesting in this scenario is you get back on a dating app.
Okay.
And then you let Serta and I go through the app for potential suitors.
So you guys are choosing who I date.
And narrow it down alongside the listeners.
Uh-huh.
And, we pick a few for you to contact. And we see if they get back to you. You give us an update. We won't give their names.
It's just their first name, so you can give the name.
In case there was somebody else on the app, we'll protect them with just, we can call them a letter for that purpose, right? And give them a little breakdown.
Well, no, see,
you've been back for 2 months.
Yeah.
I think it's time for you to get
back. Okay.
Like, you're just out here watching The Bachelor for us. You could be watching that with a girl. You could have, like, she might also enjoy The Bachelor.
Can we wait till after the college basketball tournament that's hopefully not going to get canceled that we're going to talk to Dan Wolkin about? Can we wait till after that's over? Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the next 3.5 weeks, it's going to be college basketball nonstop.
You can't go on a midweek date, a Monday, Tuesday thing?
No, not on. I might go on a Monday night date.
NFL free agency starts next week.
I am on lockdown.
Okay, so you're not even willing to help Gold for like another week.
Yeah. Get past NFL free agency in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, then we can figure something out.
Yeah, that works for me. I want to get to the Elite Eight. I want to wait till Elite Eight Final Four when there's not as many games going on. And then the mind is clear. You know, at that point, KU is hopefully on their way to a national championship.
Getting ready to get hit with a bunch of allegations.
Yeah.
That's how I actually made the
I don't want to be strained on these dates like you were there.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
You don't want to go on a date where they're possibly going to see you at your absolute worst right out of the gate.
This is true. So, yeah, if you guys want, I will reactivate. What do you want me? Tinder? Is that what you want me to reactivate? I'll reactivate it, and I'll update the profile. And one of these days, I'll just hand you my phone with the app up, and then you and Serta can read off the bios, and hopefully these people have some
detail. And you'll let us in the first couple of messages?
Ooh.
We'll give you a good pitch. I'm not going to be...
Let the text line help with some ideas,
I will allow you to proofread.
I would trust... I actually trust the text line more than I would trust you and Serta for the first line.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. It'll be my real profile. I'll set it up. I have no problem with this. But I do actually want you to say the first name. Because if you're asking me to pick someone who you can – because I want to be able to tell – you're going to read me the profile and their name. I can't see the photo, and I'm going to tell you whether to swipe right on that person or not. I need to hear the name. That tells me a little bit something about somebody if I know their name. So,
like, you're not dating anyone. I'm not going to make you date an Alex, which is also a lady's name sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you date another Alex?
If I'm meeting them on Tinder and it's a one day, why not? It's not like I'm going to marry that person right away. So,
but would you marry someone with your name?
I mean, it would be a little weird. It'd be a little weird, but it depends on who the person is.
I feel like we should avoid Alex's.
Are they attractive? I don't think that should matter.
You don't think having the same name should matter?
No, not when it's Alex.
Yeah, it's not like it's Cody.
That can be a girl's name sometimes, too. Not nearly as often as there's some girls like named Dakota that go
spelled
by Cody
the same way?
Yeah. Dead serious.
Several. Someone points out one of our sister stations, that's her name as well.
It's not as common as Alex, but there are a few. There are no female Steve.
Right. So we'll do this in a couple weeks. I'll reactivate the profile and we'll do some swiping right and left and we'll set up a date.
Deal.
And you guys can not be videotaping the date. Like, we're going to videotape your upcoming date with your wife
and
your thrift store outfit.
We won't videotape the date, but I would like a update on how it went.
Okay.
And then, you know, if a couple dates go great, maybe she could come on. Well, I don't want to push this too far yet.
Yeah, you're advancing this
yeah,
quite a ways.
The first is just get to the date first.
So this is what I get for watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Now I have to be set up by you guys on
now
a,
it's
on
like
a dating
you're
app.
The Bachelor. We're not going to make you.
Oh yeah, it's the exact same thing. Exactly.
Pretty
same
much.
Thing.
Pretty much identical. Did the person you hope won won?
Well, that's complicated. There hasn't really been an end result of the Bachelor.
So they
he did not. He got engaged. Well, I guess I'm spoiling it. Sorry, people. We're about to spoil it right now. I'm sure so many of you
so turn away for you 10 seconds.
Yeah, I know. So many people listening care. He got engaged and then he called off the engagement. He had feelings for the other lady. Yep.
Drama.
So much drama. And then his mom, not a fan of the other girl he wants to date now and see if it works. She's basically told him it's going to fail. Yeah, not good. Not good, Cody. Plenty of drama, though, live last night. We are live from Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa, right off of K-10 and Woodland. Here till 2 o'clock for their $6.10 lunch special. 7-inch pizza, salad, or toast, and a soft drink. Just $6.10. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put my order in. I told you, I already know what my order is going to be. We'll get that set up. We'll enjoy some pizza. Have a good time here. We've got some conference tournaments going to be starting a little bit later on this afternoon on some of the TVs here. Oh, oh,
oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!